Thank you. Thanks, Alistair, and good morning, everyone. First thing, I'd like to say I'm very pleased to be part of this event and to have the chance to give you Sky's perspective on what we agree is one of the great challenges facing all of us in business today. And I'm grateful to START, who do great work promoting sustainable living, and to IBM, a company and a supplier to Sky, who we've got a very close and long-standing productive partnership with, for helping to stage this excellently organised summit. Now, thinking beyond the conventional in business is nothing new, but what's increasingly clear is that taking a sustainable approach is no longer part of the corporate sociability agenda. It's mainstream, it's certainly on the board agenda, and in my view, it's essential to commercial success. And at Sky, as Alistair said, we view everything we do through a highly commercial lens set. Our primary objective has always been to be successful and profitable, not just for today, not next week, but for the long term, for decades to come. And that means looking to the long term. It means seeing the bigger picture, and it means, in our view, embedding sustainability in decision-making in the heart of the business. So at every stage, from the early days of Sky, when we were racking up huge losses, there was a point at which we were losing £1 million every single day, to being now at the forefront of the nation's switch from analogue to digital television, from being the very first to invest in high definition. And I can give you a sneak preview, but in 3 weeks' time, we're going to be the first broadcaster in the world to launch a regular residential service in 3D. Now, it's that philosophy about long-term rewards justifying short-term investment that is now leading us to entrench environmental and social sustainability at the heart of the business. And I, as the CFO, and all of you, have a key role to play here. We really are the guardian of investment decisions in the business. And that's a very useful perspective and jumping off point for this agenda. And why do we do that? I think taking a lead on sustainability offers really positive opportunities. And they're really in two areas. First, to deepen the relationship we have with customers. That's the most important thing that Sky has, is the relationship with 10 million customers and households every single day. And secondly, our staff. And the other area is to increase financial and operational efficiency, very much the province of the CFO. So let me take each of those elements in turn. As Richard showed, more and more consumers are looking for the brands they do business with to move beyond just providing great service and products. They want companies to take action on issues that concern them, to promote healthier lifestyles, say, or to help solve problems such as climate change. And for staff, it's making them proud to work for you, giving them additional engagement beyond the transactional relationship of work, making sure they like what the company stands for. At Sky, that means schemes like giving our people paid volunteering leave to contribute to the success of their local community. And you'd be surprised how many graduates ask about that policy at the time we're trying to recruit them. I believe the payoffs for those companies that seize this initiative are substantial. More customers who stay with you, spend more with you, and recommend you, plus an ability in this very competitive world to attract, retain, and motivate key talent. A second benefit is increased financial and operational efficiency. As this rather graphic image illustrates, we live in uncertain times. The global economy is undergoing a fragile recovery. It may have made it out of intensive care, but in my view, the risk remains on the downside, and there's still a danger of relapse. And a far from helpful factor in all of this is energy costs. For a number of years, the oil price has been highly volatile, up $80, down $100, and then doubling again. And as we in finance know all too well, such erratic price movement makes it really hard to budget and make sensible investment decisions. We can all agree it'd be much better if we weren't as dependent on such an unpredictable commodity. As Richard showed, beyond this, the OECD predicts that the primary energy consumption of the BRICS, the things we all in finance spend a lot of time thinking about now, will grow by up to 72% over the next two decades. That's the largest economies growing the fastest, more than doubling their use of energy, which means that there's a significant risk that prices for non-renewable energy increase very significantly and well within the life of investments in the ground that we're making today. So by acting now to reduce our exposure to the energy market, we can all put our companies in a much stronger financial position for many years to come. We may not all be around to enjoy the full benefits of such a long-term approach, but our successors will be very glad and thankful that we took it. And that's why Sky is now embedding a culture of sustainability right at the heart of our business. In a moment, I'm going to give you a few specific examples, and I'm going to do those with very few numbers, rest assured. But first, I do want to underline the way that, to Stephen's point, all of our businesses already make a considerable contribution through our core activity. We create jobs. We generate tax on revenues that pay for public services we all rely on. We provide the high-tech infrastructure, things like mobile telephone networks and broadband, as indispensable to the modern economy as gas and electricity. And we develop the innovations that are going to stimulate consumer demand and get the economy growing again. It may sound obvious, but these are all really significant contributions, and they're too often overlooked. Sky, for example, this year will contribute nearly £1 billion to the Treasury. Directly and indirectly, we employ over 30,000 people in the UK alone, and our suppliers form the largest proportion of the UK's creative economy. But like many other companies, like all of you, I'm sure, in the room, we recognise we can do more. We understand there's commercial benefits to extending our contribution further. And that's why we're driving a reappraisal of the Sky brand. You'll all have heard of us, but you may all have different views about the brand, by driving work in the communities in which we all live and work. We're now a fixture in nearly 10 million homes, one in three of UK households, which is a great achievement, and up from nothing 2 decades ago. But there's still an awful lot of homes without Sky, and we need to give them reasons to think again about that decision. And part of the way we're doing that is through an initiative we call The Bigger Picture. It focuses on three areas where we think we're well placed to exploit our resources and expertise in order to make the most difference: sports, the arts, and the environment. In sports, we've formed a close partnership with British Cycling to promote more active lifestyles, with the aim of encouraging 1 million more people to cycle regularly by 2013. And together we've created a complete new series of events called Sky Rides, now on their way to becoming some of the biggest mass participation sporting events in the UK. We held 12 this summer right across Britain, from Southampton to Glasgow. In total, more than 200,000 people took part. I went along with my children to the Mayor of London's Sky Ride on the Mall just a couple of weeks ago. It was a fantastic day. Good fun, a great opportunity to get on a bike without the worry of cars, buses or lorries thundering past. But it's not just about one day. We've seen almost 300,000 people cycling more frequently in response to this initiative. And there's been great feedback for us, with people across the country genuinely feeling more favourable towards Sky as a brand. In the arts, we're trying to capture the passion and enthusiasm of millions of people who've not been getting what they want until now on television. On screen, that means 4 dedicated arts channels, 2 in high definition, giving Melvyn Bragg and the South Bank Awards a new home, and showing more opera than the BBC. Our ambition is to open up the arts to many more people, on the stage and out on the streets. One of our first projects was Anthony Gormley's One Another, in which almost 2,500 people, don't ask me why, stood for an hour each on the 4th plinth in Trafalgar Square. And Sky Arts showed a range of programmes about that project and broadcast 24 hours live web streaming at the plinth. It received more than 7 million hits and a BAFTA nomination. And the third area we're focusing on is the environment. And this, I think, is where the argument for sustainable approach becomes, frankly, least negotiable and very clear for the finance community. Now, some of you may ask, why would a media company bother with the environment? After all, our carbon footprint is nothing like companies in, say, transport or energy or even retailing. But for me, the real question is, why wouldn't we, given that there are huge advantages from taking action and a relatively short-term price? I'm also convinced that with public trust in business and markets eroded by the financial crisis, those companies that demonstrate a more principled approach will be first to secure a new sort of license to operate from consumers. And the nature of our business at Sky means we've got a really special opportunity to deliver tangible action. As I said, we're in 1 in 3 homes, and through our channels, we interact with millions of people on a daily basis. That's a special privilege. For example, we designed a feature into our set-top boxes, the thing that goes under the television, that means they automatically switch to standby at night or when inactive for long periods if people are out during the day. And we reckon that that will save our customers, not us, but our customers, £20 million on their energy bills and 90,000 tonnes of carbon. And that's more than the entire carbon footprint of Sky. And through an initiative with the World Wildlife Foundation, the Sky Rainforest Rescue, we're hoping to inform and inspire customers to take action with us against deforestation in the Amazon. So that's what we do on screen. The other dimension, of course, is what we're doing to tackle climate change in our own backyard. Like other companies, we started that journey by measuring our carbon footprint and setting ourselves rigorous targets to set it down. We've now been carbon neutral since 2006. We were the second FTSE 100 company to achieve that back then. And we're now going much further to drive efficiencies. We do that under the stewardship of an environmental steering committee, which the chief executive and myself amongst its members. It brings a long-term financial perspective to green initiatives right across the business. And it already set the business some pretty tough targets. By 2020, we have to reduce carbon emissions by 25%, make our buildings, the whole of our buildings in the UK, 20% more energy efficient, and at those locations that Sky owns the property, get 20% of our energy from on-site renewables. More than 40% of our carbon emissions come from transport, bearing out that point about the supply chain. We've got a fleet of around 2,500 vans that our engineers use to reach millions of customers every year. So by 2012, we want to cut our fleet emissions by a further 25% for every van. A target we're helping to introduce a full-scale trial of fully electric vehicles. We really are operating right at the cutting edge of technology. The technology doesn't exist today to achieve that target, so we're going to have to pump prime and work with new technology providers just to get there. It's not going to be easy. In fact, it's going to be really hard to meet those targets. We've picked some of the low-hanging fruit already, but we've got to challenge ourselves if we want to challenge others to do their bit. And we do want to challenge others all the way through our supply chain. The Environmental Steering Group, and this is no surprise, has also produced some interesting results when taking measures with an environmental rationale has actually reduced waste in the business. Just one example, in looking at the environmental impact of the supply chain and the way in which our set-top boxes were packaged from the factory and delivered to customers' homes, we found we were still including old cables that were no longer needed for installations as TV sets have changed. Just eliminating those cables and reducing the amount of packaging around them enabled us to save £600,000. A significant saving and just one small example of many that we're driving within the supply chain. Now, one development we're particularly proud of is our new broadcast facility. Harlequin One is currently under construction just beside our campus in West London. It's the biggest ever capital expenditure project in the entire history of Sky. It's going to cost more than £230 million. And when complete, it's due to come into use next summer, it will be the most sustainable broadcast facility on planet Earth. It's crammed with cutting-edge technology, both in terms of production equipment and sustainable infrastructure. Now, among the innovations are the world's first TV studios entirely lit by low energy. Think about a TV studio, all the lights, they're an enormous consumer of electricity. And you think about your LED lights at home that have traditionally been a little bit dimmer and don't emit as much light. So lighting a TV studio entirely from LEDs has been a big technological challenge, which we've designed, and we're the first to do it. Natural ventilation systems will reduce the need for air conditioning. So this building literally has chimneys that let the air circulate naturally within the building. Wind turbines will provide all of the energy we need for office lighting, and a combined CCHP plant will provide over 40% of the entire energy needs of the building on site. Now, it's costing an enormous amount of money, and it's costing more. We could have built it cheaper had we not built those features in. And we won't recoup those extra costs for up to 10 years, but this is probably long after I've moved on. But that's a building that we're building once for the next 20 or 30 years. We chose to build it for the long term, so we only have to do it once. And so that ultimately we reduce our reliance in terms of running costs on on non-renewable energy, reducing the overall true cost of ownership. Without this approach, we would have built not just an unsustainable facility over the long term, but an also enormous vulnerability into our business. It's a bit like the pensions time bomb. Don't we all wish now that 20 years ago, far-sighted people had taken the steps to address the unaffordable liabilities that were being racked up and created, rather than, as we saw, two decades of inaction. And now suddenly there's a real crisis for many companies, organisations, households and individuals. Now, before closing, and just given the illustrious nature of the audience, I did want to issue a challenge to investors. Because those companies that are not investing sustainably, and there are some, are, in my view, storing up significant risk to their brands and building carbon addiction into their businesses. And I urge investors not to ignore those effectively off-balance sheet liabilities any longer. Because if businesses, like ours, are to shift to a long-term view of value creation, then the providers of capital to businesses need to do the same, and with real discrimination. In the end, driving sustainability through social and environmental responsibility comes down, in my view, to a hard-headed financial and commercial calculation. Those businesses which understand this, who see the case for action and take action, will gain competitive advantage. On top of this, a stable foundation provided by a sustainable economy, society and environment is a prerequisite for all of us to create long-term commercial success and wealth. So being a good steward of the environment, caring about the communities in which we live and work, and being an efficient and profitable business over the long term isn't mutually exclusive. In our view, in my view, they're all one and the same. Thank you.
Thank you very much.